With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Gosh, I sound like a stuck record, but it feels like it's been a very long time. Andrea Simontov, how are you?
I'm okay, but that's because you keep copping out on me. That's why.
Yeah,
I'm getting crazy about Paul. I'm about to run off with them. But come on, Simon.
Okay, deal. Heard and listened and taken to heart and never again, Andrea.
No,
never.
There's even more. You've been going all over the place, all over the airways with Rolene. What is this?
Oh, my goodness me, says he, now starting to blush and sweat. Let's get you back on track and engage with the sweet, good part of you. Oh, my goodness, look at the topic today. Bitter or better? I don't know, Andrea.
What did I write? Bitter or better? I was going to use the word malaise, but I thought that was a little too lofty for all of us. So anyway, hi, Simon. Hi, South Africa. Hi, world. Anyway, I want you to know I locked the dog up. I can't stand this working from home.
Good to hear.
Anyway, so I came across this great quote. Okay, I think it has like very Christian source, but let's forget that for a minute. And it came across, it said, you know, you either get bitter or you get better. It's that simple. You either take what's been dealt to you. I mean, this is like an Andreaism. You take what's been dealt to you and allow it to make you a better person, or you allow it to tear you down. The choice does not belong to faith. It belongs to you. It's like perfect because this week's Parsha is a whole story of Yaakov and the ladder, the going up and the coming down. And what does that have to do with COVID? I'll tell you, Simon. I know you were asking. Where are my Simon notes here? So the one thing I wanted to do, I'm actually the end of this. I was going to tell you, you know, this week in the Parsha, and you always love when I like open up your eyes to this stuff. What is this going up and down? We've all seen the picture books, the Maurice Sendak novels, and we see the picture of the angels going up. We can't see the face and they're going down. But like I was thinking, this is this great lesson because there's not a lot to do on a ladder unless you're going up and going down. You can't hang out there for a very, very long time because, you know, you're going to teeter. You're going to totter. And understand, if we're not climbing up the ladder, we're climbing down, and no one says there has to be a cap to it. And I keep thinking about it during this period. You know, you hear people saying they're bored. Those are the ones who haven't been sick. They're bored. And I tell you, if we say we're bored, it's because we're not engaged. And when I say to you, are we getting bitter or getting better? We could sit and we could bemoan this stuff all day long, or, oh, here's my notes. Oh, yeah, I wrote a note about my mother.
No, you're doing good without the notes. I'm enjoying this. Go on.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, there's people who are, they're sitting, they're focusing, they're fuming. Oh, this is so terrible. They're pointing fingers at one another. And they've been given this incredible opportunity. So I came across this Dvar Torah, Rabbi Sacks, who just died. We all know about Rabbi Sacks. I couldn't believe it. I get like a message from Rabbi Sacks. And I say, I know I'm special, but, you know, I mean, come on, the man is gone.
Yeah.
So apparently he has this series called Covenant and Conversation. He wrote an entire year in advance so that it's like instead of bemoaning this bleakness that was coming to him, he jumped in and he was part of this process. And one of today's, he writes about, he says, does greatness, what did he say? Oh yeah, this was how he opened it. Do you think greatness leads to moments of despair? Or do you think that moments of despair can lead to greatness? Simon, this is a question we can all be asking ourselves every single day. We don't have to be on a Hollywood sound set. We don't have to be writing a novel. We could be living our film, living our novel. You know, there's a wonderful quote by Tennessee Williams, the great playwright Tennessee Williams. He wrote Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I'm trying to think of the other ones, the one with George and Martha. I can't remember. Anyway, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? He wrote a play, a very obscure play called Camino Real, which means the royal walkway. And the last line of his play says, the violets in the mountains have broken the rocks. Simon.
Wow, powerful stuff.
Simon. So I said, what did he mean by that? So many of us can throw our hands up and say, you know what? I'm irrelevant in all of this. I'm irrelevant because I'm aging. I'm irrelevant because I'm so small, because I didn't cure AIDS or climb Everest. But it's the opposite. As long as we're engaged, as long as we are providing for our families, making a Sabbath dinner, giving a little bit of tzedakah, charity where it's needed, volunteering to reach, we're not only not irrelevant, we are the violets in the mountains breaking the rocks. And indeed, we are the determiners. Did you know that there's such a thing called an influencer? Simon,
I did.
Yes, your name has to be Kardashian. You have to pout your lips. You have to push up your boobies. And you say, I'm an influencer.
Yeah.
I do not title them influencers. We are the influencers. Those of us who are in the game. Again, we could be bitter, or every single day we can be better, better, better. Yaakov is the one that could have given up. Many of us think he should have given up. We are here today. We are B'nai Yisrael because he didn't give up. This is an influencer.
Could not agree with you more. My big takeaway today is going to be the violet that broke the rock. I absolutely love that. But you are not running away because I crossed to you late. I'm going to hold on to you until 5 o'clock, which is in a minute and a bit's time. And I'm just, I'm kind of relating what you are saying. It's not the same thing. There's a tenuous relationship between this and Jonathan Pollard. I mean, you talk about a man.
I knew you were going to mention Jonathan Pollard. I said, can I get
one? I key into your Americanism. I don't speak to another American, so you are America for me. Just weigh in on that.
A little more. Yeah, go ahead.
weigh in on that for me. What are your feelings? Maybe Olmert and his, make him stay away. I don't know. Just rent.
Olmert? Did you actually mention Ehud Olmert? Okay. I mean, shame. Only the Jerusalem Post could actually give this thug a column. Jonathan Pollard, the whole episode is fraught. We're not going to be able to do this in 60 seconds.
Okay.
It's a painful chapter. The chapter was wrought with embarrassment. Do I think that Israel did him a dirty? Yeah. Yeah. When they closed the gates of the embassy and they threw him. Do I think that Casper Weinberger did him a duty? Do I think that Jonathan Pollard is a hero? I'm not going to vote in on that right now because we don't have enough time. We don't have enough time to talk about the Iranian nuclear reactor and how many indeed Israeli lives were saved by his espionage. And yes, Simon, it's what we call a slippery slope. I think it's time for Jonathan Pollard to come home. I'm hoping that everybody acts with tsanua. I'm not comfortable with the idea of parades in the streets. It's an ugly chapter, a painful chapter, not as moral a chapter as some would like to rewrite it politically, make it politically more correct in the Jonathan Pollard arena. But at the end of the day, I think that he will be judged kindly.
That's a good place to leave it, Andrea. Great to talk to you again. Got a huge smile on my face. That violet is going to break the rock. Shabbat shalom to you. Shabbat
shalom. Got that right, baby. Shabbat shalom.
We got a date next Thursday.
Bye bye.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.